This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Today on CityCast DC, welcome to the DC Love Kit, our week of episodes devoted to all kinds of love, whether it's platonic or romantic. We've got you covered. Get it? We've got the cheesy, lovey-dovey music and everything. So first up in our toolkit, we know a couple's trip can make or break a relationship, especially around Valentine's Day. So CityCast DC contributor and traveler extraordinaire Tim Ebner is here to tell us all about the best romantic getaways in the DC area. For partners, friends, and if you're a Valentine's Day hater, the best solo trips. It's Monday, February 6, 2023. I'm Bridget Todd, and this is CityCast DC. I am once again thrilled to be joined by Tim Ebner, CityCast contributor, local traveler extraordinaire. Tim, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Bridget. It's so great to be back.
So we know that one tool in the love kit is for sure travel. And today we're talking about couples travel. Why do you feel like February is a good time to travel, even if you're not booed up and you're single?
So February is a really great time for travel, and it's what I affectionately call shoulder season. And a lot of people in the travel industry call it shoulder season as well. What that means is that it's really a low period for traveling. We just came out of a very busy holiday season of travel, and we'll soon go into the rush of spring break travel, especially when kids are off from school. So this time of year, actually, hotels, airlines, even trains, there are discounts everywhere to be had. So I think it's a really interesting time to be looking for travel deals. And I actually just did a quick scan locally. Let's say, you know, you're planning just to stay in the DC area and you wanted to maybe do a staycation nearby. There are some really great deals to be had right now. The first one that I'll call out is the Hamilton Hotel. It's in downtown Washington, D.C. And what I love about this hotel is its location. It's sort of centered everything. That includes the D.C. museums, shops, and nightlife, tons of bars and restaurants. And right now, they have a 23% off room rate special. If you book online, that's in honor of 2023 and the winter season. So if you book there, you can get a room rate at around $150 for a standard king. So it's a really heavily discounted rate compared to what they typically offer. And also what's kind of great too is this is a hotel with amenities, including a really great restaurant in the lobby. Via Sofia is an Italian restaurant, and they've partnered up. The hotel has partnered up with the restaurant for Valentine's Day, offering a four-course dinner as well as a bottle of bubbly for your room and chocolate-covered strawberries, all as part of a package deal. So they're really trying to entice people to book in this shoulder season when it's typically quieter.
So obviously there are a ton of really good Valentine's Day couples packages, but what about deals for folks traveling alone or maybe with friends? What kind of offerings are you seeing there?
Yeah, absolutely. Valentine's Day is also, you know, Galentine's Day, which is a trip you could take with your girlfriends or your guy friends. And I think what's so interesting about this time of year is that hotels really do offer so many amenities and features in terms of specials. Up in Adams Morgan. At the Line Hotel, this is a hotel that typically has a lot of out-of-town visitors, but they actually have a special promo for DC, Maryland, and Virginia residents only. And to do that, all you have to do is show proof of your ID at check-in. But you can start to look at the discounted rates online if you use the promo code STAYK, and that's STAYCAY. And really, those room rates, again, are at the 200, mid-200 range. And for Valentine's Day weekend, I checked, they really have a lot of available openings for rooms and suites. And one of the cool things they're doing over the weekend before Valentine's Day is they're going to be hosting a special Love Bazaar. And this Love Bazaar really is just a bunch of local shops and local vendors that will be in the lobby. It includes folks like the Transformer Gallery, so artists, as well as some tarot card readings. So if you want to, you know, maybe find your next lover, you can do a tarot card reading. And then they're also doing build your own bouquets from the local flower shop, She Loves Me. So just a really another great example of a hotel that's doing a lot of fun features and amenities for this season.
How fun. I also love the idea of a staycation, especially in a city like DC, because if you live in Arlington and spend a weekend in Adams Morgan, even though it's not very far away, it can kind of feel like a vacation. It can kind of feel like you're someplace completely new, even if you're just a few metro stops away.
Absolutely. So I really encourage people to look around our local area for some of these hotel deals because there are so many out there at the current moment.
Let's say you want to travel, you want to stay kind of in the area, don't go too far, but maybe you want to see some actual snow. Are there any recommendations of places that you can get out of the city to find some cold, romantic weather, but not go too far?
Yes, there is. And this year is not a great snow year. I am a snow lover. If you're a snow lover for Valentine's Day and you want to see the white stuff, you really do have to get in your car and go for a little bit of a road trip. There's actually a couple places I'll direct folks to visit. The first is Davis, West Virginia. And this is a small ski town that is about 3.5 hours drive from Washington, D.C. What I love about this place is that there are actually two different ski resorts. I'm a huge skier. I love downhill skiing as well as cross-country skiing. And this place has plenty of options for folks who like to do that. That also includes tubing as well as snowshoeing. So you don't have to be a skier necessarily to have some outdoor winter fun. A lot of the accommodations in Davis are really unique and interesting as well. Think of like wood cabins with wood burning stoves. It really is cozy and comfortable. And it feels like you're in the middle of the woods. So definitely you're going to have snow there. It's one of the highest elevations in West Virginia. It sits at 3,100 feet. So it's actually one of the highest points in the mid-Atlantic. So almost your best bet for seeing snow will be up in Davis, West Virginia. But in addition, you know, there's tons of skiing nearby and tons of ski resorts around this region make snow. Even if it's above freezing, they can still have snow going at night when it's below freezing. A couple of great ski resorts that I like to visit around this region closer to home are Whitetail and Ski Liberty, which are on the Epic Pass. That's a very popular ski pass that you can use out west as well. In addition, probably my favorite ski resort is Wisp in Deep Creek Lake, Maryland. And what's lovely about Wisp is that it has a lot of activities for folks who want to do something even beyond skiing, whether that is visiting some local breweries or there's even a thing called a sky coaster, which you can ride down the mountain, kind of like an outdoor roller coaster. And it's a really fun thing for kids to do who are visiting Deep Creek Lake.
Yeah, I've done the sky coaster at Deep Creek. It's exhilarating. It's super fun. The brand new Arbor at Tacoma is built for your most convenient urban living. Whether you want to enjoy the vibrant Tacoma, D.C. community or comfortably retreat into a sleek sanctuary all your own, the kitchens have striking dark navy and white cabinets, and throughout the home, there are wood floors and smart home technology. Some homes even have a private outdoor space. With a quick walk to the metro, you can easily head into downtown or stay close and enjoy the retail that's on site. Located at 218 Cedar Street Northwest, the Arbor Tacoma offers brand new 1- and 2-bedroom condos starting in the upper 300,000s. Visit thearborattacoma.com for more information. That's Tacoma with a K. So thearborattacoma.com.
Let's be real. Lawsuits are not fun. But with Paulson & Nace, at least they're a little easier. Paulson & Nace is a D.C. law firm in every sense of the word. It was founded here in 1979. The two partners, Chris and Matt Nace, were both born here and are local leaders who care deeply about the D.C. community. Paulson & Nace handles medical malpractice, wrongful death, and other complex injury cases when someone has been hurt by the negligence of others. And they don't just settle every case. They'll go to court. They'll fight for you. Paulson & Nace has even been recognized as one of U.S. News' best law firms. So, if you have been hurt or have lost a loved one because of someone else's mistake or negligence, call Paulson & Nace for a no-obligation consultation. Visit www.paulsonandnace.com or call 202-463-1999.
So what would you recommend for somebody who wants a super romantic, like couple-y couples activity?
So I have a couple ideas, and I actually will frame these in sort of a perspective of some of my favorite romantic comedies and romantic dramas, if you will. So let's say first you are a huge Bridgerton fan. And, you know, if you're having this dream of some very luxurious stay with some turn of the century appeal, you can definitely have that sort of Elizabethan era style at the Ulysses Hotel in Baltimore. Ulysses is a brand new hotel. It's in the Mount Vernon neighborhood of Baltimore. And really, this place drips with like luxury. And it actually has room rates that are quite the opposite. Room rates start at $140 a night. And right now, there's a 10% off special for staying there. What's so cool about this hotel is its old school charm. Every room has king and queen bedrooms with like canopy beds. And it has really ornate fabrics, leopard print carpet. It really feels like a boutique hotel. And you even get like the clawfoot tubs. So it has sort of this old world charm that I just feel like a lot of hotels don't typically offer. So that's definitely for someone who's looking for Bridgerton vibes. And let's say you're into another sort of maybe romantic drama. Nicholas Sparks fans, or those who love The Notebook, might want to go coastal and go down into Southern Maryland. Southern Maryland is a really quiet area surrounded by the water. And there's a really fun hotel down there called Pier 450. It's about 90 minutes away from Washington, D.C., so it's a really quick, accessible trip. What's really cool about them is they're a drive-in motel with Southern style in their rooms. They even have a suite that's in honor of Dolly Parton, the country music star. And so in that room, there's butterfly decor. There's a portrait of Dolly. It's obviously brightly decorated. And again, it feels like a boutique place. And it also is one of these areas where you can go outside and sit by a wood fire and watch the sunset on Chesapeake Bay. So it's just a really, really unique spot. And I love this specific hotel because of its funky charm.
Oh my God. I stayed at the Ulysses for New Year's Eve. Fantastic. Like, we got the clawfoot tub, the canopy bed. It just drips with this kind of very old school meets new school vibe. Also, they have a great restaurant.
That's a great point. My favorite hotels are typically the ones where I can spend an entire weekend just being in that hotel, whether it's a place that has a great spa, it has a great bar in the lobby, it has a great restaurant. Those are the things I'm looking for. I think a staycation or a local trip should be all about enjoying that place you're in, even if you don't leave the lobby.
So for folks who are listening, who are rolling their eyes because maybe they hate Valentine's Day or they just went through a breakup, where should they go? Is there anywhere that you recommend where folks can get away from all of the romance that comes with Valentine's Day?
I have a great option for folks who maybe don't want to be in romance-filled circles. So Valentine's Day closely coincides this year with the Super Bowl. And what's really interesting is Valentine's Day weekend, the weekend before Valentine's Day, is when the Philadelphia Eagles will be in the Super Bowl. The city of brotherly love is actually a great accessible city from Washington, D.C. You can reach it 2 hours by train. It's also a quick road trip if you want to drive. But the thing about Philadelphia that really I find charming and what I think a lot of other people love is that this is the perfect place to do a solo trip. If you even want to just go on your own and do your own exploration, there are so many options between the iconic museums from the Philadelphia Museum of Art to the Franklin Institute and the Barnes Foundation to some really top-notch quality restaurants and bars. A few of my favorite Philadelphia restaurants and bars right now include a Korean banchan restaurant. It's called K-Pod. And fun fact, it's actually owned and operated by a David Chang alum, and he hails from Laurel, Maryland. So there's even some local roots there. And what also is cool is that Philadelphia has this BYOB culture. And so when you're going into a restaurant or a bar, typically what you'll find is you can actually bring your own wine, bring your own beer to the restaurant to enjoy, or you can buy beverages in a package from the bar and take it to go. A great example of this for me is a restaurant called Stockyard Sandwich Company. And it's actually just adjacent to downtown Philadelphia. I think they have one of the best banh mi sandwiches ever, but they're also what they say is the world's smallest cidery. And so they actually sell and bottle their own cider, small batch, and you can take those bottles to go or you can drink them in the restaurant. So the BYOB culture of Philadelphia for me is something to fall in love with. And I think if you're doing a solo trip between all of the museums and all of the restaurants, you'll find that you can really enjoy just going through that city and exploring on your own adventure. The other thing I'll tell people to check out is if you go to the tourist website, visitphilly.com, you'll find some really cool adventure packages they're offering right now. They have actually what's called a choose your own adventure special, where if you book a hotel at one of the various hotels that are listed, they'll throw on some really cool passes to some museum exhibits or free parking. So it kind of complements your stay. And again, you're saving money in the process of doing a trip.
The city of brotherly love. Who knew? I mean, I guess brotherly love is a form of love, which we celebrate on Valentine's Day, after all.
And, you know, Philly, they're going to be boisterous because it's Super Bowl Sunday as well. So you're probably going to see some shenanigans. And the spectacle of Philadelphia, for me, is generally how people revel and celebrate their sports. So definitely the Super Bowl will be sort of a distraction from the Valentine's celebration. Another reason why it might be fun. Washington, we have the Commanders. We're probably going to have to wait a few seasons if we're going to ever get to the Super Bowl. Philadelphia might be our closest shot at this point.
Are there any other special couples trip spots that come to mind that you want to make sure that we include?
Yeah, you know, for history lovers, I think a lot of people in Washington really are attuned to presidential history. And I love historic hotels. So one place that I'll point listeners to is the Omni Bedford Springs. And that's actually just about 2 hours north of us in Bedford, Pennsylvania. It's in the foothills of the Allegheny Mountains. And what's so cool about this place is people have for more than a century been coming here because it has these mineral hot springs and baths that you can soak in. So if you're someone who loves spas, if you love, you know, a good massage, or you want to take a sulfur soak, the Omni Bedford Springs is definitely your place. It was actually in history known as the Summer White House for President James Buchanan, who is actually one of our only presidents who was a lived-in bachelor. Tragically, his wife died of a broken heart, which is very sad. But you don't have to necessarily have love here to enjoy the Omni Bedford. And what's very cool about it is 12 U.S. presidents have visited this historic hotel since James Buchanan. It's really just a breathtaking view. You're in the valley of one of the mountain ranges of the Allegheny, and you have incredible hiking at your doorstep, as well as all of these baths you can soak in to really take in the mineral waters. So I would highly suggest folks check that one. And then if we're going back to Philadelphia, actually, the place that I enjoy most in Philadelphia in terms of a hotel, it is a spend and it is a splurge, but it's the Four Seasons Philadelphia. This is a hotel that is actually located on the 57th floor of one of the tallest buildings in downtown Philadelphia. And what's so cool about it is you can be in the pool at the 57th floor, overlooking the skyline of Philadelphia in the clouds. And essentially, you're just swimming and taking in the view. It is like nothing else I've ever seen. Room rates are definitely pricier. They run about $700 to $800 a night, depending on the time of year. And, you know, what else also is kind of extravagant here are some of the lobby accommodations. So it includes a Jean-Georges restaurant. It includes a world-class bar. And it has a spa facility unlike any other I've been to. So it truly is one of those places where you get to sleep in the clouds, dine in the clouds, and even swim in the clouds while taking in the skyline of Philadelphia.
Wow, have you been?
I visited before the pandemic in 2019, and this was as the hotel was just opening. So it definitely is one of these newer attractions in the Mid-Atlantic region that maybe folks will want to check out. And what I love, I just did a single night stay in this time period of shoulder season. And again, you're able to find some relatively good rates compared to what might typically be the current rate offerings, just because it is the winter time and it is the time of year where folks tend to travel a little bit less. So if you're going to splurge and you're going to do one of those luxury hotel brands, this is definitely the time of year to be booking.
So of this whole list you've given, and you've given us some real good ones, what is your favorite thing on the list for Valentine's Day?
Probably any type of hotel that has cozy vibes added in. If the hotel has a fireplace in the lobby, if it has in-room robes that I can wear, if it allows, you know, there's a spa on site, These are the things that I'm looking for to make it romantic, special, and just really fun. And winter is a time of year where obviously it's cold, the weather can be dreary. So you want to find ways where you can warm up. And I think there's a lot of offerings in our region where you can do that well, whether you're going on a ski trip or you're staying in the hotel and you're drinking wine and eating chocolate covered strawberries.
You are painting a lovely portrait, my friend. And I love a good robe. I love a good hotel robe. Can make a trip.
And slippers. There must be slippers.
Tim Ebner, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Bridget. I had so much fun.
And before you head out, some quick news. Wakefield High School in Arlington canceled classes on Friday after two incidents brought police to the school earlier in the week. One was a fatal student overdose, and the other was a suspected trespasser who has now been arrested and charged. Superintendent Francisco Duran said that he wants more training for teachers and staff so they can better respond to these emergencies. Meanwhile, a new D.C. council bill aims to get healthier meals to people serving time in the district's prisons. The Fresh Start Act mandates that all Department of Corrections facilities, including the D.C. jail, meet basic nutritional standards. It also advises DOC to adopt the Good Food Purchasing Policy, a framework on how to buy food that's more sustainable, ethical, local, and nutritious. And lastly, there's a second e-bike rebate bill up for debate in City Council. This one would set aside even more money for the rebates. Plus, it calls on the city to directly reimburse the retailer. The bill also includes a $50,000 grant to encourage entrepreneurs to open bike shops east of the river. That's all for today's CityCast DC Love Kit. And if you're thinking of taking one of our trip suggestions, let us know. We're on Twitter and Instagram at CityCast_DC. Plus, our sister newsletter, Hey DC, is going to be doling out tips like this all week long, so make sure to subscribe. We'll be back tomorrow morning with even more news from around the city. Talk to you then.